I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS, continuing our alumni features as we prepare for the fall sports season. I'm here with a couple of sisters who, during my time, have had a big impact on Pella Christian volleyball. They are the Horseman sisters, AJ Kakmarinski and Becca Horseman, joining us here. First of all, good to be catching up with you again. It's been a while since I've seen you compete. How have the last several months been for you, going through COVID and obviously the uncertainty that's ahead with your upcoming senior season in your case?
I'd say for me, this summer has actually been really good. We've been able to practice with other local, college players, and we play a lot of beach volleyball. So it's like we've been able to get our practice in, and it just helps me prepare for the upcoming season. So, yeah.
And then for you, Becca, I know that you've been busy kind of working in your future goal, the medical field. I'm guessing you've been able to latch onto that a little bit over at Pella Regional.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of experience there. Just with my job, I get to go on multiple different floors of the hospital, so I get a lot of experience nursing-wise, even if that's not my job right now. But, yeah.
Well, and beach volleyball and all this other volleyball prep. You're doing it too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of practice time with the local girls and doing beach volleyball with Andrea as well. We're not on the same team right now, so it's a little fun competition between us, but yeah.
Well, very good. You should charge admission then, because I think it'd be very exciting, especially in a world where we don't have a lot of sports. But before we talk about the future, let's take a step back. AJ, I haven't covered you since you were at Pella Christian, and that's been 4 years now. And you've had a lot of success up at Northwestern College. First of all, let our listeners know what was your initial decision to head up there and how you think that's paid off now with 4 years of competition and that redshirt season.
My decision to go to Northwestern was purely I just love the environment. I love the volleyball team, great girls. I just loved everything about it. So I was like, okay, this is where I fit in. This is where I want to be. And it has just paid off. It's just been one of the best decisions I've ever made. And I've loved every part of it.
Well, and you're two seasons in at Northwestern. What are your impressions now that you've been a part of this team that's been nationally ranked and has a lot of great girls that are on your group?
Yeah. One of the main things that they talk about at Northwestern is the community that they have there, and it's definitely true. I mean, especially with the volleyball team, they just accepted all of us very quickly, and we became a family pretty quick, too. And having Andrea there helped me a lot as well. So, yeah.
When we think about this last fall, so this past year, you were playing on one of the best teams in the country, at one point ranked number one in the country. And it was the first time, I think, since high school, the two of you got to play together. And for you, AJ, what did that mean to be able to not only have your little sister on the team, but both of you be big contributors to this program that was making a lot of noise?
Yeah, I knew when Becca came in, she was going to be a huge contributor to our team. Little did we know she was going to become our middle hitter, totally different. She never expected that, but she really filled that role. But playing with Becca has been awesome. Our coach at the beginning, when he was recruiting, Becca was like, okay, your sisters, will this go okay? And really it has made us better players, and even our relationship has gone stronger through it too. So
similar.
Yes. Yeah. Very similar. Yeah. With the whole middle thing. That was kind of a blow to me, 'cause I had never played it before. But yeah, that was a good transition to that. And it's been a lot of fun with Andrea there.
Well, and what do you have to work on going from playing outside hitter in club and in high school all 4 years and even beyond that to having to switch to middle? And what were the things you really had to work on to become a blocker that honestly, statistically, is one of the best in the conference?
That was the biggest thing that we worked on in practice. Blocking is the main thing, the main transition. Reading, especially with that, me and my the other middle are still working on throughout practice. I mean, it's a constant. You have to be sure of yourself, where you're going. And I guess hitting shots, that's a big thing too, because it's not a power shot on the outside. It's kind of knowing where to place it and when, and knowing where the block is.
Well, and AJ, at what point last year did you guys realize you had a special team? Because you were running through a lot of really good schools. Your conference, for people who don't know, that includes Dort and a lot of great schools up in Northwest Iowa, filled with ranked teams. And at what point in the season last year did you say, oh, this could be a special year?
I think just when we all realized, we are all leaders on this team, and we really just wanted it for ourselves, for our coaches, for our teammates, for our school. We just really wanted to go all out, and I think we had an agreement between each other that we were going to work hard for this. And so at the beginning of the season, we were like, okay, this is us. This is what Northwestern volleyball is for us, what we're going to emanate, show for everyone else. This is who we are. So just our dedication to each other in the sport.
Well, and Becca, take me back to last year. You were coming off of a season where you had been the conference freshman of the year. You kind of splashed on the scene in a big way. How did you feel you were going to fit into the role of knowing that last year's team was going to be good? And how did you try to make the team better with your ability defensively, especially?
I guess just constantly telling myself that I am able to work on this and improve. And it's very easy to get down on yourself if you know, you have a bad game or a bad practice, but just having that reassurance for myself, but also mainly for my teammates and my coaches helped a lot.
Crazy how things kind of ended. You guys got a little bit nicked up near the end of the season, lost in the opener, were upset by the number 8 seed in the conference tournament, but then turned around and went to the national tournament. From a postseason perspective, AJ, you know, you have been on the team for a couple years at this point. Talk about what that atmosphere and environment's like, especially having to bounce back from a loss like that and then jump in to play the best teams in the country.
Yeah, that first loss, we just, as a group, were like, okay, this is new for us. And, you know, those losses help us remind us to, like, stay humble. Like, this, we still have things to work on. And so we really just put ourselves into practice and worked really hard at fixing our errors. And we came into the national tournament just ready. And we've been there before. We know what it's like. And, you know, not passing the 16s round for one of my years, two of my years, we were like, we want to go farther than this. And although we had some bumps, I still believe, like, we would have done well without those bumps, and just, like, a good reflection. So.
Well, and you played 3 years here at Pella Christian. Weren't able to get to the state tournament, but obviously now in college you've been to the national tournament. Describe what that kind of atmosphere is like for you and how you had to adjust, knowing that every team that was there were it's filled with people who were the best team players on their high school team, and these are the best of the best in the NAIA. What was that experience like for you?
It took me a little bit to transition to the faster pace, especially our coach likes to keep all of our sets and passes and hits very, very quick. And so that took a little adjusting. And I guess just the close-knitness, I found my own way to become comfortable with the team, that which was different than the high school team.
And so what are some of your favorite memories thus far in college or from last season that you're really hanging on to now? Because there is a lot of uncertainty coming up.
For me, I would say, like, I've been with this group of girls for my 4 years now, and just the times we've spent together preseason and just the anticipation of the season and doing stuff together as a team. Like, we do all kinds of team bonding things. That's just so much fun. And even during the season, just having our fun little inside jokes and, like, just we are a family. Like, we just do things as families do. And postseason, when we're fighting for the national tournament, like, we just become closer and closer, and it's just a great environment.
Let's see, favorite memory. I guess one of the best things that I've had with my career at Northwestern is just the big wins that we get, because it just shows you that your hard work is paying off. Especially all of us together as a family, it just, I mean, makes us closer, I feel like.
Well, and if you have a season this year, the expectations are high. You were the number one team in the country last year, a round of eight team, and you're just down one player from last year's team. I imagine, AJ, there's big expectations and hopes that if you can have a season, that Northwestern, you want to make the big leap and compete for a national championship.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We have 6 seniors who are coming back, and they all play, and yeah, so our expectations are big. We know we can do it, and we are right there. So just the extra push for, you know, that we lost that last round, but we want more, so we're coming back for it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like with everybody coming back and we're having pretty much the same lineup, we should have the mentality from the beginning that we are going to go farther, because we can only go up from here with the same team. So, yeah.
Very good. That's AJ Kakmarinski, Becca Horseman joining us here, the Horseman sisters. I apologize to David in advance. I appreciate you guys joining us. Hopefully you get to have a season sometime, whether it's this fall or this spring, and really all the best to you as you can try to compete for a national championship. That's really exciting.
Thank you.